Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is
The Fall.
Okay, I think I got all that. I just have one question.
Yes?
Who the hell are any of these people again?
Well, we don't have time for me to tell it all again. It's already been hours.
Sorry, this story's just a little hard to follow when I only know Damien and Sir Mark. And maybe I saw Mark's brother, what's his name, one time? Maybe? But what's the frog guy's name again?
Lord Arum, and he's a lizard. Or maybe a bug?
Lola's got a hell of a lot of friends, doesn't she?
Can you blame them?
No. No, I guess I can't.
Sometimes the universe thinks it made her that way on purpose, to bring together humans and monsters. Sometimes it thinks that people are the way they are, and it can't influence that very much. And here's Kuan Yin in the middle, trying to fit both of those thoughts in her head at the same time.
All right. So, Silver Shore is falling to pieces. You told me that Lord Arum, Mark, and those two friends of Olala's, Angelo and Ale, they've all escaped Silver Shore through the Mirrored Plains. And a few days later, near the Lake of Tranquility, Damien, Mark's brother, and... damn it, what's her name?
Rilla. You'll want to remember that name. We're coming back to her in just a minute.
Right. Rilla. Rilla. What was Mark's brother's name again?
Who knows?
Okay. Well, those three tangled with the Monster Senate and found out the monsters have spies and are ready to go to war whenever the Second Citadel makes a move. And got their hands on St. Damien's spear. Did I miss anything?
Well, not yet, but the night is young.
You're right, then. We are further along than I thought. One of the Saint's relics down, and two to go. Does the universe know where Ferdinand's slingshot is?
If it does, it isn't thinking about it. Its mind isn't like a library I can search through. It's more like, 100 musical performances all at the same time. If I listen carefully, I can make out one or the other, but most of the time it's just...
noise. And a whole lot of it sounds like. Hell, it's not like it would solve all our problems anyway. It's like Damien said before he got his hands on that spear. Even if we get all these relics, what the hell are we supposed to do with them?
They're very powerful. The emissary from over the edge of the world, the one that Mark thinks is called the Hand, he isn't quite right that this universe is only a little bigger than they tend to be. Even among the species of creature the universe is, it's very powerful and very... imaginative. Too imaginative, maybe. It spends all its magic on things it's curious about. Things it would like to see, things it thinks its creations need. Those people from over the world's edge, I don't think they understand how powerful the universe they've chosen to harvest is. All they know is that something went wrong when they first tried it thousands of years ago, but they haven't stopped to ask what that something is.
Yeah, that witch ghost Caroline was talking to said something similar. That it was spending all its magic on Olala.
Not all, but a lot. I don't think the invaders know that this universe can make things as powerful as those three relics. I don't think they've gone up against a universe that can make weapons more powerful than their machines.
Then you think we should just kill them? Another massacre on land, in the waves, in the sky, but taking down machines instead of monsters?
I don't know what I think, but you don't exactly sound convinced.
If I'm not convinced, it's because I've never seen a war in my lifetime that was ended by killing a bunch of people. Humans and monsters in the North have been doing that forever, and it hasn't moved the needle either way. Best case scenario, if the Saints' relics really are enough to take out the aeroplanes and everything else, the invaders just send more aeroplanes. Maybe now, maybe 1,000 years from now, but they'll send them, all right? And what the hell are we supposed to do then?
If it's 1,000 years from now, you'll be dead.
So we just keep handing these weapons down generation to generation and hope nobody uses them for the wrong reasons in between? Break glass in case of off-world invaders? Or accidentally blows up an entire kingdom, like what happened in the first Citadel? This universe can clearly protect itself when it gets the chance. That barrier around Silver Shore, the one from the crystal baby thing Tristan and Galahad were trying to destroy, that kept the invaders away for a long time. What we need is something like that.
Something much stronger than that, I think. That barrier only needed to keep them out. It sounds like you want something that can push them out and keep them there.
Too big an ask, huh? Even for the universe?
Maybe. It's so hard to tell. The universe is so big that even it doesn't understand what it can do most of the time. But I can at least tell you that you aren't the only one trying to think through these questions. The three who took St. Damien's spear were thinking about the same thing. Rilla and Damien and,
Sir Talfrin, is something the matter?
Huh? Oh, me.
Why, of course I mean you. Who else could I mean?
Nothing, just... I don't know. That sir doesn't feel like it fits right anymore, I think.
I certainly know the feeling, yes. I threw mine out years ago. But you look nervous, friend Talfrin.
Of course he's nervous. It feels like we just broke out of the Second Citadel, and now we're trying to break our way back in? Really?
Worry not, my friend. I'm sure we will be successful in our endeavor to take St. Aaron's hammer.
That's not quite it. I just... You guys, do you really think our plan for the Saints' relics is a good idea?
We've discussed this extensively.
I know we've talked about it, but I still don't feel good about it. We're getting all these weapons so that we can just not use them? Really?
Would you rather we kill humans by the dozen? By the hundreds?
I'd rather we do something that doesn't end with everyone dead.
As I've said, there exists a theory within the Temple of Tranquility's teachings.
But aren't those teachings based around the miracle of St. Damien killing all of those monsters? You said we won't be doing that.
Even so, from a flawed premise, we can, at times, find sound reasoning. Great minds in the Temple of Tranquility have at times opposed the Citadel's endless war, even if those minds were often exiled for doing so.
Sounds familiar.
But the theory, again, is this. If both sides of a war were to come upon weapons so terrible that each could mean the complete destruction of the other, these sides might enter a sort of eternal stalemate. Neither side can act without the other ensuring their destruction, and so neither side will act in order to preserve themselves. Thus, with the Saints' relics in hand, we might be able to persuade the invaders from over the world's edge that to attack us would be their undoing, and so they will refuse to attack.
But if it goes on forever, how would the war ever end?
Well, it wouldn't.
That sounds like a plan that Senator Snout would just love. No side can make a big move in the war, so the war just goes on forever. And that's all assuming the people in charge care about preventing their own deaths. You think Absalon would hold off on a war just because it would kill him? He'd love going out in a blaze of glory.
No, I'm not certain that's fair.
And even if Absalon wouldn't do it, someone would eventually, right? Forever is, like, forever. How could we ever make sure that people would keep that stalemate going after we all die?
I don't know, all right? Is that what you want to hear? I don't know. But we're all in agreement that something must be done, yes? And quickly?
Right.
Yeah.
Because we all agree that a weapon as powerful as St. Aaron's hammer, if the Second Citadel were to understand its power and attempt to use it...
Which does sound like Absalon.
It could be catastrophic, particularly for monster kind. It is better in our hands than theirs. Are we in agreement?
Sure.
I guess so.
Then we must take the hammer for ourselves. Once we have it, well, as Talfrin so clearly put it, forever is forever. We will have plenty of time to decide what should be done with it.
But...
And unless anyone has a more sound idea, I think we should put the topic to rest for now. If we have decided to act, we must act. Hesitation, even justified hesitation, can only lead us to defeat.
I think he's right, Tal. If we've decided to do something, we have to actually do it.
Okay.
And now, for the problem before us. St. Aaron's hammer is stored in the secret passageway leading to the Queen's hidden chambers within the Citadel spire. We must find our way into the spire and into that passage, procure the hammer, and then escape undetected. Does anyone have any ideas as to how we might go about that?
I don't know. We can see the Citadel walls from here, but there are an awful lot of guards outside them, and they keep patrolling closer and closer to us. You don't think they're looking for us, do you?
How could they be? We escaped almost 2 weeks ago. They'd have to think we're nuts to try and sneak back in.
To do exactly what we're doing, you mean?
The irony is not lost on us, friend Talfrin. Information. Before anything else, we must gather information. There must be some reason that the guard has been redoubled this day. If there is something special about today in particular, we may be able to use that strangeness to our advantage. Security is most secure when it's following its most practiced patterns. After all, any change in the norm may present an opening we can take advantage of.
That seems like a lot of maybes, Damien.
Risk is inevitable in this endeavor, I'm afraid. Let's draw closer and see if we can learn anything we can use.
Okay.
Those guards look like they're talking about something.
Then let's hide ourselves in those bushes near that corner of the wall and learn what we may.
We're special guests for today. He wants to make a good impression, I think. And that means showing the full force of the Knights of the Crown and making sure they aren't interrupted.
Interrupted in what, though?
Interrupted in whatever they're doing.
You see what I mean? Far be it from me to question the captain, but we don't know anything about these people, do we?
We know they're human, at least.
Do we know that, though? Actually? It's hard for me to believe that anything human can come from... out there.
Over the edge of the world, you mean?
Don't say it. It's obscene.
The people from over the edge of the world!
Tal!
Did you hear that?
Let's check it out.
Oh no, oh no, what do we do?
We stay quiet, first of all.
I fear it may be too late for that, my Rilla. But my bow is no use in such close quarters, and St. Damien's spear would surely kill them.
It's coming from that bush, I think.
If there's anybody in there, the game is up. Come out with your hands up and you will not be harmed. You have until the count of three. One, two...
Sir Andrews! Sir Dixon! Hey, look who's back in town!
The Salamander Knight.
Sir Mark, is that really you?
Yes.
In the flesh, baby. Good to see you boys again. How are things at the old stomping grounds?
It's been strange.
That's great, because... but I don't actually have time to talk. I need to speak to Captain Absalon right away. Can you get him for me?
Where's Sir Tristan?
What the hell do you think I need to talk to Captain Absalon about? Come on, guys, let's show a little hustle. Tell him Sir Mark the Salamander Knight is home, and he's got something important to tell him.
Okay, let's go.
But...
come on, Sir Dixon, let's go.
You guys can come out of there now. No sense in letting... bugs or whatever, crawl all up in your clothes when the coast is clear.
Mark, you're back. Does this mean you...
woke up? More or less, yeah. But I couldn't have done it alone.
Begads, is that my best friend and rival in the flesh?
Be quiet, schoolboy. There might be other guards around.
Ollie? Angelo? And in his arms! That's...
Harum!
Damn you brutish oaf! Be careful how you jostle me as you...
Oh! Oh, ah. Oh, yes. Perhaps I should have said that this lizard lord is rather delicate at the moment.
Aram, you're alive.
Amaryllis, my honeysuckle. I can't tell you how glad it makes me to... Lower me, Angelo. This angle seems rather awkward.
But of course. Yep.
That's much better. I am so glad to see you again. I promised I would return.
But are you all right? You seem terribly injured, my love.
Time spent closer to the keep should heal these wounds. If we have enough time, that is. Between Mark, Angelo, and Ale, we've learned quite a lot these past few weeks. There isn't much time left.
Time left for what?
Time left before those two come back, for one thing, and my cover's pretty much blown if you all are hanging around here. Go find somewhere to hide out, and I'll meet you there in a minute.
An excellent point. Angelo?
Follow me, friends!
Hey, Tal?
Yeah, Mark?
You look... I mean, I just felt like I should say I'm... I think you should probably go catch up with everyone else. I'll be there soon.
Okay.
I can't believe it. It's like those senators said. The off-worlders are really trying to take all the magic out of the universe, and they're going to go to the center of the universe to do it.
Events are transpiring very quickly now. I can't believe that you've taken the spear that led to the massacre in the waves, but here it is.
You're going too quickly for us to sit around. Are we ready to move?
It sounds like we've decided what we need to do, right? Someone's going to go in there and take St. Aaron's hammer before Captain Absalon decides to use it. And I'm the only one who can still get in there.
Not the only one. They won't recognize me. That's worth something, at least.
No offense, but I'm not sure how comfortable
I feel... But the passage to the hallway where St. Aaron's hammer is kept, the passage to the Queen's secret chambers, is too small for a horse to fit through, Mark. You will need assistance in order to take the hammer for yourself.
And this way I get to keep an eye on you.
All right, fine. You ready to go?
Born ready.
All right. You heard the man, Dampierre.
That is a start, assuming they're successful. But it hardly solves all of our problems. If anything, it creates even more. The sight of that spear, I have to admit, it makes my scales crawl.
Tal? You okay?
Yeah, what? Yeah, I just... Sorry, I got a little distracted. Lord Arm's right, though. Even once we have St. Damien's spear and St. Aaron's hammer... Heck, even if we can find St. Ferdinand's slingshot, I don't know what we're supposed to do with them.
You stole the spear and you don't even have a plan for it?
No, we have a plan. I mean, mostly. It has some holes in it, but...
And what sort of holes might these be?
I too would like to hear this plan. Does it perhaps require prodigious strength?
I'm afraid not, Angelo.
It seems plans rarely do in these dark days.
Damien thinks that if we can get all three relics, we can threaten the off-worlders into leaving us alone without actually killing any of them.
A war without bloodshed. Several of the monster senators have suggested a similar theory in years past. It seems very optimistic to me.
Optimism's basically all we've got, though, isn't it? I mean... What else are we supposed to do? Just roll over and let them kill us all? If I'm going to die, either way, I'd rather believe there's something I can do about it before I get there.
Optimism is hardly all we have when we're holding a weapon of such incredible power. The denizens of this universe have a right to protect themselves.
And if push comes to shove, I'm sure we will. But only if there is truly no other course of action. One cannot be a pacifist only when it is convenient. One's values are truly tested when they become difficult to uphold.
That's an honorable viewpoint, I suppose. But it's not one I expect will last very long.
Perhaps you're right. Even if this theory were to work, and in the interest of self-preservation, the off-worlders do not attack us, that can only buy time. What of the next generation, once we are dead and gone? How will we ensure that they understand the severity, the importance of protecting these relics, but only using them if there is absolutely no other choice? Just holding these weapons seems like an incredible risk.
We could simply tell them so, and hope they tell the next generation. And the next?
That only gets us so far, Angelo. People forget things over the course of generations. Or they tell stories, and then those stories get twisted. Just based on what the Monster Senate said, I think we don't have the whole story about the Saint's relics, for example.
The protective field over Silvershore was destroyed in much the same way. The Jellyfish Elder knew of it, but the workers at Wayward East Press did not, and so they did not protect it properly. The invaders from over the edge of the world have waited many centuries to take this universe, I suspect.
Too true! I believe the podium in Sage Helicoid's shell chambers was made of the same metal as their aeroplanes. They must have been behind the attack that destroyed Fort Terminus all those years ago.
And so if we merely delay their assault, they will simply take our descendants instead of ourselves. I can hardly think of that as victory.
A population over generations forgets. But an individual... Yes, perhaps an individual.
What's that, Aram?
Angelo, Telfrin, I apologize, but would it be possible for me to speak privately with Damien and Amaryllis for a moment?
Okay.
But of course! Let us away, friend Telfrin, and allow the lovebirds their privacy.
Angelo, I don't think...
Ah, yes, of course. My apologies. The love lizards, then.
Lord Aram, is there something you wanted to say to us?
There is. Though I find that now that I am on the cusp of saying it, I am having some difficulty willing the words to come forward.
Then, Aram, can I ask you something first?
Of course, Amaryllis.
I don't like asking this, but I am curious. It seemed like the Senate knew exactly where the spear was. And since you voted in the Monster Senate before, doesn't that mean you would have known too?
Well, I'd hoped that if you were going to ask first, you might ask something a bit easier to answer. Very well. I suppose, well, 6 years feels like hardly any time at all, doesn't it? One can easily put off a conversation to tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow, until one looks up and the time has just flitted away. Particularly when that topic is likely to be uncomfortable. Or perhaps I'm just making excuses for myself. I've never done this sort of close commingling before. Perhaps humans don't keep such secrets.
No. No, I hardly think we are above that. Perhaps there are things I should tell you as well, Lord Aram.
Damien.
If not now, then when, Myrilla? It seems our time in this universe may nearly be at its end.
All right. But let him talk first.
Please do. And, Lord Aram, know that I will not be upset with you, no matter what you have to say. It is too great a relief to see you well again.
We'll see if you feel that way when I'm through. Yes, I was aware of the hiding place of what you call Saint Damien's Spear. I was aware that you would likely desire to know its location, Honeysuckle. But I was aware as well, all too aware, of the tales that monsters tell about that spear. About the terrible, destructive power it once had in the hands of a human. When you were still a knight, it was out of the question for me to share that information with you. To do so would betray monster kind to an extent that even a creature as solitary as myself could not bear. But once you revoked your knighthood, perhaps I could have told you. Perhaps I could have said that the monsters tell a very different story about the origins of that spear and those relics. Though I can't claim to know whose story is closer to the truth. Perhaps, perhaps, but I was cowardly. And I did not. I am sorry.
I thank you, Lord Aram. But I do not think you have anything to apologize for.
What? But I don't get it.
You're still angry with me, then?
No, I just don't get it. There are a lot of religious things I don't get, and this one... Damien, you were so sure that spear belonged in the temple.
It may yet. I don't know what story it will pen in my hands, and increasingly I believe that I'm not fully aware of the story that has brought it here today. But I know that I hardly trust myself with this spear. Such terrible power. It is a terrible thing to have such terrible power, particularly when one does not understand it. I think if I could hide it away again, I would. And so I am not angry with you for not telling me earlier, Lord Arum. I am only honored that you feel you can tell me now.
That is very generous of you. But it is not the only secret I have kept from you.
Better out than in. What else you got?
You've made an interesting point about the future guardianship of the three relics. And it strikes me that I may be uniquely suited to their protection. For certain reasons.
You mean like you could make a creature that would protect them? But Arum, after my deal with Quan Yi, I don't think I could help you to do
anything. I would not make the creature, Amaryllis. I believe I am the creature.
What do you mean?
I have not been honest with you both about my age. I am, I suppose you would call it, immortal-ish. I have been alive for centuries, and will likely live for centuries more. I will not live forever, but I may come quite close. I cannot die of old age, you see.
Lord Arum.
That is another reason it has been so easy for me to keep secrets from you. I have treasured these past 6 years more than I can say, and at the same time, compared to the scope of my life, they are very little. I know that for you that is not the case.
Arum.
You are likely furious with me, and I do not blame you. How can you expect to have an equal relationship, a symmetrical relationship, with a creature that cannot comprehend a time or mortality in the same way as you can? The essential language we think in, speak in, exist within is severed. If you desire to...
Arum, please, shut up. We're not mad, at least I'm not. Damien?
Of course not. I am concerned, yes, but not angry.
But the essential language and an equal symmetrical relationship,
Who cares? You must have been so afraid of being alone. And you didn't even tell us. That sounds so hard.
Indeed. I wish only that I could help you in some way. That you love us so much that you stay with us, despite knowing the heartache that is inevitable in your future.
Yeah, it's nice and, I mean, existentially horrifying when you think about it for more than a few seconds, but nice also.
It is horrifying. It truly is. But nothing in our relationship has ever been simple, has it? I suppose there's no reason this should be either.
No, nothing is simple. And so perhaps I should speak my heart as well, Myrilla?
I still don't know, Damien.
Arum has been brave, and so I think I must as well.
Yes? What is it?
Lord Arum, before we met you all those years ago, Rilla and I had made a sort of promise to one another. We were engaged to be married.
Ah, yes, I see. I did wonder what happened to that.
You knew? And you don't mind?
I was aware, yes. But when the two of you didn't bring it up, I assumed... Well, that is, I thought... Amaryllis? How do you feel about this promise?
Well, she is certainly for it. She agreed when I asked her, after all, and I...
Damien? I'm sorry. I guess it's my turn to be honest now.
What?
I shouldn't have done it. But I think I used Arum as an excuse. And I don't know how I feel about marriage. Well... Maybe I do. I just didn't know how to say it,
how
but...
How long have you felt this way?
Since before, Aram, actually. When you asked me to marry you, I love you, Damien, and I could tell that you loved me, and getting married was how you wanted to express that love. And I saw how beautiful it was to you, and I know how much Citadel traditions mean to you, and I think it's beautiful for you. But for me, after everything the Citadel did to my parents and then exiling me, it just doesn't feel right. My love for this place is different from yours, Damien. And I want to do something that shows how much I love you. I really do, but doing the same thing that all Citadel people do just isn't it. I'm sorry.
I see. And even after all this time, you never... After all the times we discussed it.
Damien...
Honeysuckle. Oh, well. Perhaps it isn't my place to speak now.
I think you should. I can reach no words from where I stand at present.
Typically, I would say that you must take your time and let your feelings settle before acting. But now, well, there is no guarantee that we will have that time now. I'm afraid you may have to act now in a way that would cause you no regret in the future, provided we are allowed a future at all.
Yes. Yes, I think you're right. And I can only imagine one course that I might regret. I suppose I can't blame you for hiding your feelings, Myrilla. I don't know that I would have responded very well to them at any point in the past.
But you're okay now?
Wounded? Perhaps, but not fatally so. I might have guessed it, to be frank. Your reticence to discuss it, but... Well, I suppose I didn't want to see it. And now, on the potential eve of the end of everything, I suppose the truth must come out, mustn't it? There really isn't any other way. There are many ways we do not fit, the three of us, but I find... Perhaps it is the darkness of these times, but I find that does not make me despair. It only makes me determined to build a way, a new way, perhaps, to interlock the three of us together. A commitment of love as deeply powerful as marriage.
That doesn't come with all the Citadel's baggage.
And that might last forever, even beyond the mortal scope of our arrangement.
If only... If only there were such a way.
If you don't mind my saying so, friend Talfrin, you seem preoccupied. Even now that you've said your piece about this plan for the Saints' relics, something still appears to be on your mind.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it perhaps about your brother?
How did you know?
How could I not? He was very preoccupied about you as well during our journey here. Yet I noticed that once he actually arrived, you two have hardly spoken.
There's so much to say. It's like it all gets stuck in the door on the way out, you know? I don't know if I forgive him yet. I don't know how I feel.
There will be time.
Do you know that, though? Does anybody know that anymore? Everything in life is... It's always moving around and changing, you know? It feels like it takes all of your energy and focus just to keep up with it. And to deal with that, we always say, tomorrow, I'll figure it out tomorrow. But what do we do when there's no guarantee we'll even get a tomorrow? How do we know what truth is so solid and real that it's worth saying today?
Good questions all, friend Talfrin.
Any answers?
Oh, who can possibly say? But if I truly think on it, I find... Well, I suppose I find... If you feel a fire in your heart that something must be said, if the thought of never saying it seems too terrible to bear, you have no choice but to say it today. Isn't that so?
That makes it sound so easy.
I disagree. I've made it sound simple, perhaps, as only a simple mind can. But simple and easy are not the same thing. Often I find them to be quite opposed to one another. A simple act cannot hide behind flourishes or grand gestures. It can only be itself.
I guess that makes sense. Do you think he'll be safe in there? Trying to steal St. Aaron's hammer. I don't know what the Citadel would do to him if he gets caught.
Why, I'm certain he will. I've met few men as hardy as your brother. And one of those men is Ale, who stands now at his side.
That's reassuring.
Why, you should have seen them yourself, friend Talfrin. Hardly 2 weeks ago, Ale had resolved to kill your brother. And when they locked swords...
Ale wants to kill Mark? And now they're in there alone together? But he changed his mind, right?
Yes! Well, no. Well, I suppose we haven't broached the topic directly since, now that you mention it. I suppose we'll find out one way or another soon enough now, won't we?
No!
So, that all seemed kind of personal. Is there a reason you told me all of that, or...
I... don't know. The universe thought it was important, I guess. A story isn't just the useful parts, and stories are what the universe cares about most of all.
It's just that I barely know these people, and now I'm kind of all up in their personal business, so...
You'll meet them soon enough.
That's even more awkward, actually.
You learned that Lord Arum will live forever-ish. Is that useful enough for you?
Not to be a bummer or anything, but... not really. Maybe if we can't think of anything better, but that would be pretty bad. Hard to get too excited about mutually assured destruction, especially given what we've seen from the people over the world's edge. Hard to believe they'll give up, no matter how many aeroplanes we threaten to destroy, especially since the battlefield is our home, not theirs. We have everything to lose here. What's the universe think about that?
Too many things to say, and most of them contradict one another.
Cool. Super helpful. What about Mark and the one-armed swordsman, Ale? Did they manage to get their hands on St. Aaron's hammer?
Fine, then. I'll get back to the useful parts. While the three in love, the big man and the other one, were having a series of very touching conversations that some people can't appreciate, Mark and Ale had managed to slip into the secret passage leading to Queen Mira's hidden chambers.
Phew. That was a tight squeeze, even without Dampier.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, give me a second.
Never thought I'd ever be this deep into the Citadel Spire. I feel like I spent most of my life trying to stay away from this place.
Well, if we don't get moving, they're gonna lock us up somewhere much deeper. We're lucky we didn't run into many guards on the way here.
That did seem weird to me. They must be busy with those special guests.
Letting those people from over the edge of the world have the run of the place. I don't feel good about that. I've seen their machines up close and personal, and they're... nasty. Alright, let's get moving.
You gonna crawl the whole way?
What's it to you?
Seems slow, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Listen, I get the feeling that both of us are used to people treating us without a whole lot of dignity. So I'm not going to pick you up without asking, but I am offering.
So you've decided you're not killing me?
Jury's out, but I don't need to be your best friend to treat you with respect. Now, are you taking the ride or not?
All right, piggyback me. Let's move. Yeah!
Don't push it.
Should be simple enough. Get in, grab the hammer, get out.
And where is the hammer?
Should be close to the staircase that leads up to Queen Mira's secret chambers. Right around that corner. There. Bring me closer.
Easy now. If what that lizard guy was saying is true, that thing is dangerous.
I'll be careful. Holy, this thing is heavy.
Yeah, you're not the only one feeling it. Can we get out of here now?
Find out that our second citadel has quite a lot of common ground with our new off-universe friends. Isn't that right, my queen?
Indeed. This meeting has been edifying.
Common ground, yes.
That's a good way to think about it. This settlement has stayed close to the off-universe values of your ancestors. You should take pride in that where you can.
Wait, do you hear that?
Yeah, someone's coming down the staircase. All the more reason to get out of here.
Oh, that sounds like Captain Absalon, the Queen, and... Oh, I don't recognize that third voice.
So let's go before they recognize us.
We might learn something important. Just hide around that corner for now, and let's see what we can hear, okay? If Absalon is expecting a special guest, this might be that guest.
Fine.
Will your people be staying with us long, emissary?
No. I think they've likely finished their inspection right about now.
And may I ask what they've been inspecting for, precisely?
Far be it from me to question you, my queen, but I question whether it is neighborly to interrogate our guests like this.
That's him. The Hand! The guy who killed Galahad!
He killed Galahad? One of the Offworlders?
Don't get any ideas, Ollie.
Ideas? What ideas?
You wanted to kill Galahad. He killed Galahad, so now you probably want to kill him. That's like... the transitive property, isn't it?
That's not really how revenge works.
He's saying something.
Most esteemed Queen Mira. But for now, I'm afraid I must take your leave.
Nonsense! At least stay for dinner, my friend. We will hold a feast the likes of which you've never seen in your honor.
Goodbye, and... Queen Mira. Captain Absalon.
Well, I feel like that went very well, don't you?
He's coming this way. Where do we hide?
Hide? There's a straight hallway behind us, and those three are in front. Where do you think we're gonna hide?
You're the one who said we had to listen in. You never plan to hide?
Listen, I'm more of a one smart idea at a time kind of guy, so why
just
don't
you- Just shut up and think of something. He's almost here.
Excuse me.
Huh.
Was that emissary just speaking with someone?
Nerves, Mira. I'm certain it's just nerves. I have to admit I'm a ball of nerves myself. Those off-world fellows do have a certain gravitas to them, don't they? A very serious bunch. Well, better that they're on our side than the alternative, isn't it?
Are you certain he was on our side, Captain? He seemed more concerned with understanding the size of our army than anything else. And far be it from me to criticize, especially since you've taken the Captain of the Guard post in addition to the Journeyman Captain post. But... I do wonder about the wisdom in telling him so much.
Let's be honest, my queen. Those humans from over the edge of the world represent the future of our second citadel. The world they live in has accomplished our aim of eradicating monsters for good. And what's more, my queen, they've turned it into a science.
Was that truly our aim, I wonder? It seems difficult to remember now.
It has always been the Knight's aim, and the Knights are the backbone of the second citadel. And where the backbone goes, so must the body, yes? Otherwise, well, we'd have to get the castle chiropractor on that, wouldn't we? And a good thing, too, because I don't know if we could have taken on those aeroplanes and the like. So all is as it should be. Yes, I think that went very well. Very well indeed.
Whoa! Oh! What the hell was that?
I don't know, but the ceiling's coming down. We have to get out of here.
My queen, are you alright?
The citadel, what is happening to our citadel?
Alright, let's move. Dolly, look out!
Damn it! The ceiling's totally caved in. How the hell are we supposed to get through here?
Sir Mark, what are you doing here?
And is that... Saints up. Oh, Mark, what are you doing with St. Aaron's hammer?
Only one thing I can see worth doing right now. Clearing a path with the only thing we've got.
You're not seriously going to use the hammer, are you?
Hold on to your crown, Your Majesty, because this is about to get hairy.
Falling rubble. Flaming boards. Crumbling walls, it was the end! And outside the collapsing remains of the second citadel, all the others could do was watch.
All of this shaking? Why, this sounds like the final days of Silvershore!
What's happening?
The citadel's fire! Look, my friends! The second citadel is... collapsing! No.
Sir Mark!
Look! This can't be. The second citadel. Our citadel. And Ollie. Where is Ollie?
My. It's really happening.
The second citadel. I always had such mixed feelings about it, but this is so awful. Look at everyone running out of the Craftsman's Quarter, out of everywhere.
The Craftsman's Quarter? Dad.
The temple. The barracks. My many homes for all these years. Gone.
And Mark, he can't be gone. I never told him.
Tal, look! There he is!
And Ollie on the back of his horse.
We have to go. Now.
But the second citadel
is in real bad shape. We're going to be in worse shape if Absalon and his goons catch up with us.
He knows we have the hammer. We have to move.
But the second citadel!
I'm sorry, but I think you need to say your goodbyes now, Damien. It's gone.
Farewell, my citadel.
Second citadel fell? It's gone?
It has. I'm sorry. And a lot more is gonna go the same way.
I can't believe it. I never would have thought. I can't believe it!
Neither could the universe. And that's, I think, why it listens so closely to what the Hand had to say next. To his leaders off the edge of the world.
It is done. The largest organized military on the plateau has fallen. And now, there should be nothing in the way of us taking the center of the universe. Not that there's much they could have done anyway. But you've asked me to ensure that this goes smoothly, and that's exactly how it's going to go.
Lamorak, are you all right?
Yeah. Just thinking. What am I saying? No, I'm not all right. That's two homes down now. I knew that those invaders wanted to destroy everything, but nothing prepares you emotionally for when they actually do it.
I'm sorry, but I don't think we have
time. That's why I'm thinking now. Mark and Ale got the hammer, at least, right?
That's right. That happened earlier today, or yesterday, I guess. It's early in the morning now.
Two relics down. And if Olala's right, we have a lead on the third. But no matter how powerful they are, fighting back against these people might be the wrong move. They can always send more aeroplanes, and who knows what kind of damage we'll do to our own universe if we use the relics wrong. The hammer destroyed the first citadel, after all, so we need a way to keep them out. Somehow. The ghost witch that Caroline talks to, Sylvie of Hiberna, she said that the universe was spending so much magical energy on Olala that it couldn't protect itself. Is that right?
Part of the universe thinks so.
And so if the universe had more magic to spend, it could get rid of the invaders and keep them away on its own?
But Olala, part of the universe is so scared it wants to give up on her, and it's so hard not to listen to that part, but she's hope, isn't she? And if the universe doesn't have hope, if we don't have hope, what's even the point?
Nothing's going to happen to Olala. Not if I have anything to say about it. But she can't be the only thing the universe is spending its magic on. Those relics, for example. If they're that destructive, wouldn't they be packing a lot of power of their own?
I think I know what you're suggesting.
Well, would it work?
I don't know. I don't think the universe knows either. Not really. And even when it does, it's so difficult to get a straight answer.
So it's a maybe. But given how rough everything's looking, I'll take a maybe.
If you saw all that, you must be able to get around the universe pretty quick, right? Think you can deliver a few messages for me?
What do I look like, an errand girl?
It'll help Caroline.
Okay.
All right. I want you to get to that other group, Mark and the frog guy and all of them, and tell them to meet us at the center of the universe.
I suspected as much.
Then I want you to do the same for the Queen and Absalon. Tell them to bring what's left of the Knights, too.
Them? But won't they get in the way?
Hopefully. Based on what you said about that pig senator, moving the Citadel's army should move the monster army, too. We're looking to make a mess, as big a mess as we can manage. I think it's our only shot.
I hope so. If you let anything happen to my Caroline...
Then it's my head. Sure, you can get in line with everyone else who wants to take it. But you should probably move quick. I get the impression we're running out of time.
All right, then. Poof!
It's a long shot, Lamorak. But when a long shot's the only shot you got, you take it every time.
Lab? Is it my turn to take the watch yet? Feels like I've been asleep for longer than I should.
I've got the watch for tonight, Olala. Get some rest. I'm thinking you'll need a lot of it to get through what's coming next.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creators Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
But she has very personal reasons for a traditional marriage just be or wedding and marriage being not something she wants to participate in. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe one type of real world resonance that this might have is for queer people who, you know, maybe regardless of their feelings for another person, they might not want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
In this structure. For her, it's about the Citadel and her parents and her own history.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Jonah Steele, An Intrepid Lilac, Andy Bell, The Verners Waxing Poetic About Penumbra Perfection, Jules Shows Up 5 Seasons Late with Starbucks, Casey O, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Alim Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, The Emerald Eight This Podcast Haha, The PI, The Train and the Knights, Mr. Me, Myself and I, Nore, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky, Thank You Penumbra Team for your amazing work, Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, The Lady Guinevere and the Boys Are Fighting, Shelley Schrode, Kevin, Please Say Butts on Live Recording, Thanks, Jammy, Rachel, Osipit, Evit Kani, Diana Kaz, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, Desert Willow Recognizes the Desert in the Poster, Rachel Howard, June Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, James Evelyn, Grateful for Olala, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Nicole Page Cundiff and the Save the Baby Alien Brigade, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radius Ulna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Cortu, Minchowski, Ash, Jamie Gunter, B. Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Fall, was told by the following people. Stuart Evan Smith as Sir Lamorak, Melissa De Jesus as Quan Yi, Marge Dunn as Olala, and Jimily as Ale, M. Sutherland as Angelo, Stefano Purdy as Mark, Noah Symes as Lord Aram, Jason Mellon as Talfrin, and Benny W. Farr IV as The Hand. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi-Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.